forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When you have an unscriptural negative confession, you expose yourself to this mountain. You're exposed, and you will be on lock in this mount. But I'm here again to declare it's time to move from this mountain. Come on, I want you to raise a hand to the Lord right now and just agree with me. Father, in Jesus' name, all these spirits that we have spoken of to this point, we take dominion and authority over them by the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of us. And we decree that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. We push this and this influence out of our mind, out of our spirit, out of our body, out of our environment, out of our home, off our job, out of our business, out of our ministry. In the name of Jesus, we shift this morning and we break this bondage. We break every chain. We loose your anointing. In the name of Jesus, we receive that right now. Amen. Come on, give him a hand of praise. Come on, we're starting on a journey. Now, tell somebody, don't look back and don't dare go back. In Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse number 3, this is another mountain, or let me say not another mountain, but I want you to hear what the Lord says about this, talking to Moses. He says, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn northward. Now, the first mountain, he said, you have dwelt in this mountain long enough. In the process of the shift, now that we are broken from being in the mountain, I don't want you now just to compass the mountain. A lot of folks get delivered and they still, they just got delivered from this. They were in it, but now they're out. But still, they still compass it. Now, the Lord said, you've dwelt long enough in it, got them out of it. But then he goes on to say, you have compassed it. I got you out of it. Why are you allowing your mind to go back to it? Why are you allowing the familiar territory, the familiar spirits to continue to plague you so that you don't get far enough away from it? You are compassing it. You know, familiar spirits are like that. They know your moods and mood swings. They know what to bring to you to press your buttons, to get you to go back or to look back or to, you know, you feel lonely, you feel empty now. So you're compassing. That's interesting. The word compass, it means to devise or contrive, often with craft or skill. It means to plot, encompass. It means to bring about or achieve. Now, I like this definition, to get into one's possession or power, to obtain, to comprehend. God brought you out. You dwelt long enough in this mountain. Now God brought you out. Now he says you've dwelt long enough, or you've compassed or compassed, is the way it's pronounced. You've compassed around this mountain long enough. Amen. It's time for some of us to get a clean break. You know, I was listening to the radio going down the highway one day, and there was a show that was on. I don't listen to the show. It just happened to be on there in these guys' voices. So I was just listening for a short time, but they were talking about just stuff. You know, it was a secular program. It was 91.1. It was secular stuff. And they were talking about how, you know, a guy got upset because he went into his girlfriend's phone and saw where there was something either on Facebook's book or that she had been texting. I forget exactly what it was, from an old boyfriend. You know, and it wasn't anything, you know, sexual and all that. It was just a communication. And the discussion was on, should you receive those texts and be friends with those that were, you know, let me say they were using the word old thrills and that in your life. Now, this is a secular program now. Now, understand where I'm going with this. But see, I'm of this persuasion. There are certain things that were once in your life you need to stop compassing. I dated that girl in the 12th grade, and she's trying to get a hold of you. For what? You understand? I mean, there are contexts where it's just people and friends in that, but I'm talking about there are certain things you need to stop compassing. They're lingering around. Uncertainty, wavering. You're going back to stuff. God, I've been waiting on God long enough. Remember Saul, he waited for Samuel to come, and God got impatient because the people were pressing him. And so he went on and did the sacrifice and lost his right to the kingdom. Sometimes people in your lives, the inroads that some certain people have had. Sometimes, you know, people outside of your destiny that are talking negatively. You know, you want to be an umpire, so to speak. You know, you want to be a counselor, but yet they're talking all against you or against your husband or against something that, you know, you are very much a part of, and yet you still listen. You're still listening. And you wonder sometimes where your joy has gone. You know, I was able to shout, just something changed. No, you changed. Why? Because you are compassing, entertaining thoughts, entertaining stuff. God says you've compassed this mountain long enough. Come on, get rid. There's some stuff you just need to get rid of. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You got to trust God to fill those voids, to do what you cannot do. There's a whole lot of stuff people still are hanging on to in the past that you should have let go of long ago. But you still compass it. You know, you still have affections for it. And you may not think it's any big deal, but somewhere along the line, it's stolen all the momentum. It's contaminated your thought patterns. Amen. Even your ability to believe God like you should, because you are compassing or compassing. God spoke to Moses and said, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Tell somebody, you have compassed this mountain long enough. So we see, God says, you've dwelt in this mountain. We're free from that. Now you have compassed this mountain. It's time to start holding one another accountable for what you say and for what you do. Stop accepting people complaining and murmuring and talking doubt about what God has said and who God is and what you are believing for. And here they come with all this negativity. Hold them accountable. Tell them, talk to the hand. She corrected me on that this morning. She said, by the way, is talk to the hand. That's what you need to do sometimes to free yourself. See, because it's... At the end of the day, see, the quality of life that you live when you are encompassing or compassing this stuff, the quality, you would have to agree, if you were truthful, the quality of life is not the Zoe life. It's not the life that God intended for you. You got a lot of struggles, a lot of issues in your life when you are always compassionate. Sometimes it's amazing how sometimes people they gravitate to foolishness. It's like people in the church that have issues find other people that have issues. Same issues. So they get together and they have double issues. I'm not talking about issues to try to help one another, to try to strengthen one another, to be there for one another. No, to bask in the issues. Why? They compass certain things. There's certain things you see coming, you ought to turn the other way and run. Amen. There's certain things. No, I don't want no parts of that. No, I'm not texting you back. No. Mm-mm. It only takes kindling to start a fire. You know, you don't light a big old log with a match. No, you put kindling around it. Little pieces, little sticks, light those up. After a while, the log catches on fire. Before you know it, you got a big fire, a big old bonfire there. But it starts with the kindling. So don't give the devil place. Now you have to determine what it is you are compassing that you need to cease compassing. Stop hovering around those thoughts. They're wicked. They're not of God. Amen. Stop entertaining the thought of somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife. Or he's not really my soulmate. Yes, she is. Too late now. Y'all bound by the Spirit now. Do what you can. Make the best of it. God has grace for you. It could be good. Get your eyes off of Joe Blow. Now that's my real husband. I should have waited. Too late now. And see the sad truth is that we see this on major platforms. And it has crippled the body of Christ. Folk just going wild with stuff. Talking about that ain't my soulmate. And you've been married 60 years. She's some kind of mate. She after 60 years. Oh, there's some truth in that. You understand? There's a certain stuff, after being saved, there's a certain stuff you cannot entertain. I don't let it enter in. I don't go there. That's off limits. That door is shut. And the key is thrown away. It ain't opening no more. So the Lord says, you've dwelt long enough. We're out of there. Now he says, stop compassing. Stop compassing. You know, when you were in the world, you had trouble with stuff. Stop staying up late looking at the computer. This is men and women. Stop staying up late with your eyes glued to stuff that you shouldn't be looking at. Say it ain't no sin. Well, I ain't doing nothing yet. You know, I ain't did nothing. No, you know. Help me, Jesus. You know, Jesus said, if you've lusted after a woman in your heart, he says, just like you've committed adultery. Because it's not all in the deed. It's in the heart. You be walking around an adulterer and ain't touched nobody's wife, ain't married, just in love with a computer.
We are continuing in part 4 of Transformation, Conquer the Mountain. God said in his word that he would never leave you nor forsake you. This is evident because whenever a spirit of Jezebel was ruling, God would raise up the spirit of Elijah. God is still going to remove the spirit of condemnation, which tries to make you feel like you don't measure up. The spirit of discouragement comes to make you feel discouraged. And the final spirit God is going to remove is a spirit of disbelief. When you have a non-spiritual confession, desolation comes to place. When you change your confession to align with the Word of God, change will come. Speak what God says about your situation.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TRBANKS. Banks, or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.